Okay, here with Coach Beckman after practice. So this was the fifth practice?
Sixth.
Number
six,
and yeah. Now you got a week off for spring break.
Yep.
And then you got nine after break leading up to the spring game.
We did that with Coach Gundy when I was down at Oklahoma State, and I thought it was a good deal for our players to get a little rehabbed and get back here for nine physical practices.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So talk to me about in these first six, you know, you got a new scheme coming in on offense and everything else. Here, I'm going to step out of the wind because it's going to block it with my girth. Any players sticking out that have, like, really jumped off, redshirt freshman, anything like that?
You know, I'll mention two young players because I think that, you know, that not one's a junior college player and one's a true freshman that just came in with us in January.
Yeah.
And I think that Darius Mosley, young man from O'Fallon, graduated early freshman. We're playing him at corner. He'll also return kicks for us, both punts and kickoffs. It's been a pleasant surprise after six practices. I think the Martez Barr and Eric Finney, the two junior college players that we brought in, also, one's a wide receiver, the other one's a defensive back. They've also shown that some capabilities and make some plays.
That's good. Talk to me about putting in the new offense. How's it going?
It's been going great. I mean, you know, Bill Cubitt's proven. We were able to hire A.J. Ricker, who has been his offensive line coach, so nothing missed a beat there. You know, Coach Golish is still giving some of the input from the Toledo days and, you know, Salem and you know, really proud of Bellamy to be able to add him to this staff, another Illini that, you know, knows what it takes to – well, it bleeds the orange, that's for sure.
Yeah, so you finished with the alley drill there,
which
is fun. Yeah. Chase Haslett gets a carry and gets the touchdown, which all the quarterbacks love.
Sure.
And then you put the specialists out there, is that what you did?
We always end with something kind of a little bit different. We have not the alley drill with coaches, but we have a drill called make a play, and we put the coaches out there to, you know, a third down and six situation where the players challenge each other. But in the alley drill, we ended up with the kickers today. That was a six, ten yard drive.
Right.
So we thought we'd make it some fun there too.
Sure. And do you like? Like, is there a concept behind that? You like having the offense across from the defense and the teams getting loud and the
team
pulling for their guys?
Yeah,
and the
enthusiasm. You know, and that was one thing that I thought we lacked last year. And if you're going to play the game of football, you better play with enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of the things I said that we'll take this alley drill and we'll let you, you know, you guys can run and jump around, just stop on the whistle when we blow the whistle. And
right.
So I was happy with the way that they responded.
Right. Freshmen coming in the fall. I know you don't want to talk about names, but do you think there are opportunities for anybody to play early? I saw you guys released a video this week of, you know, the guys who were immediate impacts last year.
Yeah.
So,
I think we're still in that situation where, you know, for the next couple of years, the freshmen that come in here are going to have an opportunity to play just with depth and just with the number of upperclassmen that we have. We just don't have a lot of upperclassmen involved in this program right now. So I think they chose us because they knew they had the opportunity, and that's one thing that we'll always do is it's been part of our past is that we're going to play young men if they're coming and they're capable of playing.
Sure. Okay, I appreciate it, Coach. Thanks.
You bet.